Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
So today on the show, we are welcoming Rebecca Storm, who has her doctorate in nursing practice and is a women's and family health practitioner at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. Thanks so much for joining me today, Rebecca.
Sure, absolutely. I am a registered nurse. I'm also a nurse practitioner. I wanted to become a nurse, I suppose. Initially, my mom was a nurse, and I guess I watched her taking care of people, not only as a mom, but as an RN over the years. And honestly, I couldn't imagine myself doing anything else. So once I became a nurse practitioner, I realized I totally made the right choice. I mean, I always loved nursing, but I realized that this is absolutely where I needed to be. I love what I do. I love helping people. As a registered nurse, I actually worked for many years in labor and delivery at HRMC. So a lot of the patients I'm seeing now, I maybe was even there when their babies were born, which is super cool. I love that. And then in 2018, I graduated with my doctorate degree. I have a family practice degree. However, I always aim to work in women's health because it's just a passion of mine. I think it's so important. So I came to the physician's clinic about a year ago. I have the pleasure of working with our OBGYN. I also get to see patients across the lifespan with my family practice degree. So in my opinion, I have the perfect job. It's kind of my dream job. Love it.
We're so happy to have you here. So we've kind of learned about your passions, women's health. And so in this month of May, it's just a good time for us to remember as women, you know, sometimes we're the caretakers, right? And running around and taking care of everyone. We have to take care of ourselves to do that. And there are some basic screenings and some checkups that we need to make sure that we take the time out of our lives to do. And so can you just walk us through that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess I'll just start off with talking about mammograms. I'm sure we've all heard of a mammogram. A mammogram is a breast cancer screening. Mammograms should be done annually or every other year, depending on what guidelines you're going with. We recommend starting at age 40 and doing mammograms annually. Of course, if they find anything in your mammogram, you may need additional imaging, like an ultrasound. But they catch things early. The other way to catch things early, the main takeaway that I want all of my patients to know is what's normal for them. So you should be aware of the density of your tissue, where you do have lumps or bumps. You know, if you're finding things that are all of a sudden completely different than your baseline, for example, if you're all of a sudden having nipple discharge, that would be an indication to come in and see us. New puckering of the skin, sudden asymmetry that wasn't there before, those types of things. So be aware of what your normal breast tissue is like, what your normal is, so you can identify something that's abnormal.
That's great to know and something that we all need to remember to do. And so this month during May, HRMC is doing a little promotion to try to help women remember that they need to get that mammo scheduled. So between the dates of May 22nd and 26th, we are offering just a nice little coupon to Healthy Fix here in Huron. So if you call and set your appointment up for a mammogram between now and October 31st, you get one of those nice little coupons mailed to you. A great reminder to put on your fridge to use that coupon and make sure you go to that mammo. Other screenings, Rebecca, obviously mammograms are probably the most talked about screening. What are some that maybe we aren't necessarily always keeping top of mind?
So what screenings are recommended really depend on your age and your risk factors. So I'll talk about the most common screenings here that we, I think most women are familiar with, and that's the Pap smear. A Pap smear is really a cervical cancer screening. There's kind of a common misconception that a Pap smear is checking you for all sorts of pelvic cancers, and that's not true. It's just a cervical cancer screen. It detects cellular changes in the cervix that may increase your risk of developing cervical cancer down the road, or may warrant further testing. Pap smears should start at age 21. Age 21 to 29, those women should have a Pap smear every 3 years. And if they're normal, every 3 years is adequate. And I know that's a huge change from what some of us older folks are used to. Some women are used to getting them annually. And that's fine if you, you know, are used to that. I do have some patients that absolutely want that. There's just a question of insurance coverage. So every 3 years, ages 21 to 29, starting at age 30, we recommend pap smear with HPV co-testing. HPV is one of the most common causes of cervical cancer, so it is important to do the pap smear plus the co-testing. It's all in one swab. If that's normal, you do those every 5 years until age 65. Now, we may or may not recommend stopping doing regular pap smears at age 65. It just really depends on the patient, truly, and what your risk factors are. I have plenty of women who want to continue their pap smears, you know, until they're 75. So that's a discussion that you and your provider should have together. I just want women to really understand this is only a cervical cancer screening. Therefore, even if you're not due for a pap smear, it's important to get in and see your provider annually for a pelvic exam, okay? There's a difference between the two. We're happy to explain that to people because I think most people use those terms interchangeably and they're different. So annual pelvic exam, pap smear, depends on your age.
And you should be going in to get an annual exam anyway for other health reasons. And so it's a great thing to maybe mention to your provider when you're in to explain that to you.
Absolutely. And speaking of annually, you know, really all adult females should be having their blood pressure checked at least annually. Again, depending on your age, we may do some blood work, including cholesterol screening, possibly diabetes screening. Really depends on what your unique situation is. Colonoscopies, we generally recommend starting those at age 50. However, depending on your risk factors, we may recommend doing that earlier. It just depends. Bone density testing, women aged 65 and older need to have a bone density test done at least every 2 to 3 years. That's important when you're postmenopausal. And then we also do a lot of skin cancer checks. When we're doing breast exams in the clinic, you know, doing our pelvic exams, you have to be undressed generally. So we have a good opportunity to look at your back, look at the skin on places you can't see. So there's one more reason to get in and see your provider annually. There's just nothing, no question is a dumb one. If you have a concern, come in and see us. That's what we're here for. I don't want anyone to ever feel silly for making an appointment with us if you're concerned about something.
Yeah, and I know, you know, even we were chatting maybe a couple weeks ago about some of the common things. And, you know, women, we just kind of, I think, sometimes deal with it and move along. But I'm sure you hear a lot of common questions and a lot of common themes. And people shouldn't be afraid to mention those things to you. Maybe they're outside of the normal scope of the cholesterol and the diabetes, but maybe they're having some mental health concerns or some weight loss concerns. There is really nothing that you should be afraid to ask your provider about, whether it's mental health, weight loss, some of those other things. You hear it all.
Mm-hmm. We do. And your mental health affects your physical health. Your physical health affects your mental health. I mean, everything goes together. So share your concerns with us. I mean, I've heard anything under the sun. Nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing embarrasses me anymore. So just ask your questions, state your concern. We talk about absolutely everything. If you're having issues with your sexual health, ask. We're here to help. If you're concerned about your hormones, your unusual fatigue, your heavy periods, your irregular periods, your lack of a period, your hot flashes, your mood swings. Irritability is a common thing in perimenopause and menopause. That if it's too bad, you don't need to live with that. Bring it up. Talk with us about it. If you're having issues with menopausal or perimenopausal issues, you do not need to suffer. Again, we'll have a discussion about what's appropriate for you. There's no one size fits all answer. So we really do dig into what your unique issues are, what your history is when we decide on treatment options. So bring it all up. I love it when patients come with a list. Usually people are embarrassed by that, but I like it because we're going to get everything covered and you're not going to go home and think, oh my gosh, I forgot to ask them this. That's just a recommendation I have for anybody if you're going to any doctor or provider. Bring a list of your questions or concerns. I don't want you to forget anything. And if you don't understand something, please tell us you don't understand, we will clarify it for you. We want you to understand. And as long as we're talking about menopause, I mentioned, we're seeing a lot of later stage cervical or endometrial cancers that I think a lot of women just weren't aware that they needed to get an NCS sooner. So menopause is when you go without your period for 12 months. Age of onset in the United States is right around 50, plus or minus, you know, a few years. Everyone's a little bit different of when that starts. So if you are in that age group, you haven't had a period for about a year or longer, and all of a sudden you start bleeding or spotting or having pink discharge, any of those things, you need to get an NCS. If all of a sudden your breasts are sore, all of your hot flashes are back all suddenly and they were gone for 5 years, that's abnormal. You need to come see us right away. We need to catch those things early. When we're catching them late, we're delivering not so great news to a person. So be proactive. If you have any of those symptoms, particularly any postmenopausal bleeding, bleeding after intercourse, pink discharge, any of those things, get in and see us soon. We want to take care of you sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. And we appreciate your openness and being willing to have this conversation and to help women understand and know that it's so important for them to get the help they need.
Yes, anytime. We're here for you.
Okay, wonderful. If they needed to make an appointment or would like to call to see you or any of other practitioners at the HRMC Physicians Clinic, patients can call 605-353-7660.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.